So it's pretty nice.
The long plays the defense is giving out, it's like that happens every game. Is there improvement? Sorry.
I feel that's improvement, trying to get it corrected, but you really can't stop something like that to happen from in the game. So therefore, you guys gotta take it and learn with it.
What's it, for those big plays though? What happens on those? Is it usually that there's a blitz or one guy gets beat or something like that? How do big plays happen during games?
Well, it's either we're blitzing or one guy gets beat, but it's more so of a technique error. So therefore, I feel like we're still becoming with the same blitzes and same coverage that we have been in the past.
How do you come back from that? If a guy beats you deep, what's your mentality then going into the next series?
Going to the next series, don't get beat again. Simple as that.
This team seemed to close out a game, and it's something that you guys have struggled with early this year and going back to last season. You were able to do that against Iowa State. How much confidence does that give you going forward that you'll be able to continue that in similar situations now?
That's one thing we have to try to do right now is finish. That's one thing that everybody around here is trying to emphasize right now. So, therefore, just knowing that we finished just them guys, Iowa State, it really don't mean too much right now. Cause just like you said, they did kind of come back on us, so we just got to finish out even harder.
You got a chance to check your phone. How many calls and texts were you getting about that?
I had a lot. I was texting the whole way. My phone actually went dead on a bus ride back. So, yeah, that's how busy it was.
Were you able to charge your phone on the bus?
I wasn't able to, no.
Is it nice to be number 4 on ESPN's Top 10?
It's pretty sweet, but I really don't pay that too much attention, It's just me.
You watch, right?
I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
It's on ESPN. I've seen it on Instagram and YouTube. That's about it.
Did you see it when you were watching film, though? And, what were some of the teammates' reactions when they were seeing that?
I mean, of course they liked it. I mean, even in the game when it happened, them guys were more excited than I was. I was still, kind of peed off about the plays I gave up, so... That was just it.
So that wasn't one of those plays then where when you watch yourself making that, you're even blown away by just how high you were able to get and being able to come down with it with one hand. Is that just something that you felt?
That's something I expect myself to do.
Okay.
I did it a couple times before, but just doing it on that big of a stage just kind of brought it to everybody else's attention. Mm-hmm. So it was nothing new for me.
You see from Western Michigan, I mean, they're not afraid to play Big Ten teams, and they've played them tough. Although the results don't show it, the film, I'm sure, shows that they're a lot better than 0-3, right?
Yeah. They're actually a pretty good team. Even, their wide receivers are pretty good. They're pretty big, too. They run nice routes. The quarterback's pretty accurate, and therefore, we just got to play like we always play.
And Jordan back this week, maybe. I mean, how much of a
possibility? I really don't know about that.
If he's able to come back,
if he's back, he's going to be in the lineup, for sure. If he's not starting or in nickel or something.